There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen person here with another cool, calm, and collected person named Ken Kessler.
Hello.
Did you forget?
Well, we have two Ken K's here. Ken Kessler. Well, I was doing that. Actually, it was a dramatic pause. Jennifer Horn.
Did you forget that?
Rich McFool.
Huh?
All right, so everybody's here, ready to go, right?
Those are my Scottish cousins.
Are they really? Uh-huh. God bless you. So, Mario Cuomo is dead.
Oh.
Former governor of New York dies the same day his son gets into the second term of his same job. Interesting.
And here's why, he was pretty, I mean, relatively young, what, 83, I think, 82, yeah. So yeah. Relatively young,
yeah.
And it's just so hard during the holidays, New Year, oh, my,
yeah.
I was supposed to have a little family gathering yesterday, and my cousin, her dad had a stroke.
Ooh.
It's like, just this holiday stuff is rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
Medical issues do not stop for the holidays.
Well, there are more heart attacks. Ken Kessler, I am again. Ken Kronos. Well, Ken Kessler may tell you the same thing, but won't have as much credibility as Dr. Ken Kronos telling us there. He's the cardiologist that's on this program. Says more heart attacks happen between Christmas and New Year's than any other time of the year. Not without fail. It's the time of year when people are overeating, not getting enough sleep, get excited about things, whatever it is. And anyway, Cuomo had a heart condition that had been a problem for 20 years. And so that was the end of that. And he was an interesting political sort of reality here. He was what many people consider to be the last horse of that old, real, traditional liberal Democratic wing. Kind of like the rhinos are to the Republicans, that this is the comparison and contrast. When there was more respect in politics, whether you agreed with Cuomo or you didn't, there was something about him that had an air of authority and respect, as was the case with the rhinos of the same period, basically George Bush the father, that the Rockefeller groups, you know, that sort of politician then versus the politicians of today. And pretty interesting to look at the people who are preparing for a presidential run, and Mr. Cuomo's son may be one of them. There are a number, as a matter of fact, there are a couple of dozen names that are floating around already. Here we are, just the beginning of 2015, and there are a lot of people who want to have you think that they are the contenders. Remember the old Mario? I'm not Mario. Here I am, Mario. Marlon Brando line, I could have been a contender. Remember that from, was that On the Waterfront?
Yeah. Yeah.
I could have been a contender.
A contender.
So.
I was going to say.
Yes, I know you were. Please go ahead.
You know, before my cough starts again. Uh-huh. Rand Paul has been doing an interesting job. Everybody knows that he's running for president.
Yeah.
But he's the guy that doesn't want to be thought of as a contender. Have you noticed that? That's almost his strategy. He's like, yeah. No. Because he wants to come in at the last minute, I think, and take right. all the glory, where you have, like, the Hillarys and the Jeb Bushes mm-hmm. who are already just in the mix.
My guess is that Jeb Bush will find enough room to become the presidential standard bearer. I'm guessing that's what's going to happen. He's resigned from all of his board memberships, the nonprofits, the business moves. So doesn't this tell you that he's on a path to 2016? And if that's the case, will Hillary decide she doesn't want to run? And if that's the case, because she is the front runner, then who becomes the Democratic standard bearer? Joe Biden? Elizabeth Warren? Ah, what a horror show. So then, who's out there? Are there more Republicans than there are Democrats? And will that whittle down? Does that keep the front runner, the clear front runner, from standing out. I'm just looking at some of these other.
I think there's more Republicans than Democrats now because everybody just assumed. I mean, look, no one even talked about Joe Biden running. Everybody just Hillary.
Joe Biden's the only one talking about Joe Biden running, and he's not really sure.
Yeah. And then there are those, Richie, and you probably, darn it, I should have given you this, Kenny, to post on on our website and or on Facebook. I went through the top 10 things trending for 2015, Richie. And one of the things that, this is an abstract sort of list of things that people are saying in various surveys that they want to change. And I used as an example of how silly it was, the new Mercedes upscale, the one that costs like $200,000 or whatever it is, comes with a 700-page instruction manual. And that complication, that sort of thing, is what people want to steer away from. And in like-minded responses to similar questions, the people who want to get away from politics as it used to be, for example, the question was posed online by Meet the Press. Hillary Clinton is president. Does she represent a return to past policies? Or would she provide new ideas and vision? 49% said she represents a return to past policies. 42% provides new vision. I'm betting if that same question was asked about Jeb Bush, the results would be almost the same. What do you think? Represents a return to past policies versus the more people would say that Jeb Bush would represent a return to past policies versus providing new ideas and vision. What new ideas does Jeb Bush have?
Well, he could have the best ideas in the world, and I don't think anybody's going to give him a chance because he's a Bush.
Really?
Don't you think his name? No, I think his name automatically.
I think his name
thinks of establishment.
Well, that may be those of us who want to get rid of the establishment. But Hillary and Jeb Bush are the same.
Right.
Yeah. I agree with
the
you.
The same.
Like, I would predict record low turnout if you had a Clinton-Bush.
Yeah, because it's boring.
Election.
Been there. Right.
Okay. So then of all of the, see, I'd like to see Rand Paul president. If I were choosing, you asked me who I'd like to see.
I would shake it up.
I want him to shake it up. This country needs to be shaken, not stirred. Or maybe shaken and stirred. Chris Christie's not going to do that. He may be a tough guy, but he's not going to do that.
Why do I still think Mitt Romney's going to be one of the front runners?
Well, Mitt Romney, you know, didn't get sort of the attention that he deserved by a lot of the right wingers. And so instead,
I don't know if he wants to run again, though. Do you think? And I think if Jeb Bush goes, I mean, they'd be splitting votes if it were the two of them.
Two of the same, right?
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what kind of glasses Perry has,
come on, those glasses.
Give him an IQ test, and he's going to come out at the bottom of the list. I don't see him.
No, he's done a pretty good job with Texas. He's getting businesses to come to Texas from California, New York, like crazy.
Yeah, well.
You don't have to be that smart. You just have to.
No, you don't have to be that smart.
And I think Jeb Bush will have some of the same problems Mitt Romney had with those on the right because of his immigration stuff.
He's married to a lady from, is that a Cuban family or Mexican? Some Cuban family, right? She's
Cuban,
married.
I think.
She's a Cuban, yeah.
And he's also really big into Common Core, which a lot of people just don't like.
The educational pursuits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yep. Well, at any rate, I think it's, you look at all of these things and they make for interesting conversation. I see some people that just, Scott Walker is a dark horse that may or may not have. And so is Santorum, just go away. And Perry the same.
You know who's trying to be somebody on the left, and I would
Bernie Sanders?
I would move to Cuba if this happened, is O'Malley from Maryland.
Ah, no, he's not.
Oh, God.
John Kasich, I'm looking for John Kasich to be vice presidential. Watch and see if that doesn't happen because he's the governor of Ohio and they need Ohio. Wait and see if he doesn't become the vice president.
Interesting.
Vice presidential. Whoever the presidential candidate is, Kasich becomes a vice presidential candidate. Anybody want to put book on that now?
Well,
year and a half out?
Geez, no,
you won't remember
right.
In 15 minutes.
So let's take the bet. I feel like whatever happens. Really? Like, you right. Remember what you said, Jackie? Uh-huh. You bet at 15
you know,
minutes.
Another retread who is actually a good guy and very he brings a certain amount of personality and prestige and logic And let's see, what else can I use for Mike Huckabee? I don't know. He's just.
I love Mike Huckabee.
He's not going to be the president. But he's somebody that can probably run around in this whole thing. Mario
if I
Rubio.
I pick anybody that you said. I would Jindal, pick Huckabee. And he likes the sales tax and the flat tax.
Right. Anyway.
Which I like.
Those are some of the names that are floating around today. What happens is anybody's guess, but it would be great sport for those who are traditionalists in this year of pre-election follies.
Oh, it's going to be nuts.
Yeah, kind of crazy. All right, this is not crazy. Speaking about Mario Cuomo, I wonder if he'd been on Heart Factors Plus if he'd still be alive. What do you think? Mario Cuomo died of heart disease. I'm betting he didn't take Heart Factors Plus. Now, that could be a crass way of me getting into a commercial for Heart Factors Plus, but I think it's reasonable. How many in your family have, how many folks in your family have died of stroke, heart disease, that sort of stuff, high blood pressure? If you're on Heart Factors Plus, I dare say that will not be a problem. It certainly eliminates it for many people because Heart Factors Plus is a wonderful formula. It's the highest and best-selling supplement I've ever had on this radio program talking about the benefits of an all-natural formula that does something that's really important. You need to have good, solid, and low blood pressure. If you don't have it, this works toward getting it there. If you have it, this is the maintenance. Heart Factors Plus maintains your good, strong blood pressure, and if it's too high, brings it down. Give yourself that gift. You have the same deal through this week as we had before Christmas. Heart Factors Plus, call 800-577-8560 and order it as a gift for yourself. 800-577-8560. Mention Doug Steffen, get a brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula as an additional bonus for getting Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. Call now, 800-577-8560.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer could be on the map. It was Boston.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Go out and lend a license. All 50 states and unless number 3030.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I don't know why this catches me by surprise, but a lot of the one-hit wonders do. This guy only had one hit. Who is it? One hit, making it to the top of the charts. Yeah. Richie loves this song.
Good song.
Yep, Shake You Down, it's called.
Yeah. I've been watching you.
That goes.
From so far above the floor now, baby.
Baby.
That's nothing new.
I'm not a big R&B fan in the main, but there's something about this song that always, when I hear it, I like it.
I'm surprised you don't like R&B, because it's on music.
Well,
I don't like that.
Thank you.
I've heard, I don't know.
Oh, really? You heard that, have you? Yeah, it's one of those rumors. I think I like the old R&B stuff, the Temptations,
yeah, I mean,
the Four Tops, that kind
well,
of stuff.
I mean, that's Motown. You get
Motown.
The,
wow.
Yeah, the.
Did you see the
Sam and Dave type stuff? Is
the infomercial plugging the 25th anniversary of the Motown special that was done in the 80s? Have you seen that?
That would be the 25th anniversary of the 25th anniversary
yeah.
of Motown.
Right, that's right. Yeah. All right, anyway, so we're playing a song by an artist that only had one hit. This is something a lot of people are gravitating to. They like this part of the program because they like to remember some of these older songs. And they're surprised, as I am here, to hear that this fellow never had another hit in the top 10 from Shake You Down. If you know who it is, you dial us now at 888-302-3684.
His name is not... I don't remember his name.
You don't? Oh, I remember his name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember his name. And I wasn't a jock. This was a number one during this week in 1987. But that kind of stuff, I dig that. You're right, Jennifer. I like that sound. Shake You Down, New York-born R&B artist. Fill in the blank here. Call us now at 888-302-DOUG, and you win a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder hits on it.
Girl.
I'm not sure about this.
Girl.
Girl, listen.
A girl.
Girl.
And you know, it's funny. Every time I get to feeling this way, I wish I had you near me.
I
didn't laugh right.
His mother taught him how to play the piano. as an early child, but he also studied the drums. Studied psychology at UC Berkeley, creative writing at Stanford. Well-educated guy, wow. Later taught English at UC Berkeley. His first experience in a recording studio was working on a duet with Whitney Houston. First album, also titled Shake You Down, was an overnight international success. Sold a million copies like that, bingo. He continues to have R&B hits, but has not had a significant follow-up pop single to this song, Shake You Down. All right, so far, it's a stumper. Let's go put the thinking caps on. I suppose if you went to Google and put the title in, you'd come up with his name, right, Richie? Is that
how
that...
Shazam it.
Oh, yeah.
Shazam it.
Shazam it right now.
Why did Shazam sponsor? I saw something Shazam. Oh, it was the previews at the theater yesterday. Sponsored by Maria Menounos.
Menounos.
Menounos, her too. I never can pronounce her name.
I like the way you say it better.
Well, I sat next to her on a ride from L.A. to New York a couple of years ago, and she told me who I didn't know who she was. And she told me who she was. I remember, because I did remember she was on The View for a while. Right, isn't that the same
that was
one?
Debbie Matenopoulos, my dear.
Oh, it was. Okay, so I got that.
They don't even have the same color hair.
Right. All right, but
one's
they have...
Greek, they have Hispanic, you know.
But their name, their last name starts with an M. That's what it was.
We'll
that's
give
what
you
confused
that
me. Okay. All right, so Richie, what's the story? You screwed up again.
I picked a hard one.
Yeah?
Or Bob picked a hard one.
All right, so the artist's name, nobody's gotten this right. You know, 5 seconds left is Gregory Abbott.
Abbott.
Hey, Abbott.
Gregory Abbott and Shake You Down. That's the first number I think we've had, isn't it? Or maybe the second.
Second.
It's been a while.
28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, during the first weeks and months of life, play serves as a learning experience for puppies. Play teaches them how to relate to their litter mates, their guardians, and the outside world. The socialization that results from their play experience is absolutely critical for the puppy's normal development. Regardless of age, regular play and exercise are vital for a dog's physical and psychological health and well-being. From a physical standpoint, lack of exercise generally results in obesity. Unfortunately, a very common problem in dogs, especially in older ones. From a psychological standpoint, lack of stimulation through exercise and play can lead to boredom and result in a myriad of behavioral problems. In particularly severe cases, a lack of exercise can actually lead to depression in pets. It is therefore the guardian's responsibility to make sure that his dog receives sufficient exercise and play, and it's an excellent way of accomplishing this. Play with your dogs. It's good for them physically, it's good for them mentally, and you know what? It's good for you too. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-930-8375. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair, guaranteed. Indeed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-930-8375. 800-930-8375. That's 800-930-8375.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-less sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Doug Steffen, good day for it. Where am I going?
Yeah.
Probably have a couple of loads of hay to do on the farm today. Unload them, get them up in the loft.
Hay?
Hey.
Hey. Isn't that too late for hay?
Well, this is stuff that I got from somebody else who put it up for me months ago. And we went down and got it, and now we're going to unload it. Also started feeding new things. There's a truckload of tofu that I picked up yesterday at another farm. And it was Emeritus was saying yesterday morning when we were talking to my sister, just another day on the... Hey, what are you doing for New Year's? Well, just another day on the farm. And it was. So I went up to this other fellow's farm. He has more of this. He's getting it from supermarkets, bread and tofu and vegetables mixed together. And it really smells... Oof.
Really? No, really, I would think that smells okay.
Well, it is. The cows will... It's a new... So we'll mix haylage and corn and that sort of stuff, brewer's grain with it, and it'll make for a very filling... And keep the cows from getting skinny, let's put it that way.
Feed your cows bread, though.
Oh, no, bread's good for the cows. They love it. Bread, pastries, that sort of thing.
Good for anybody.
Pastries. Well, who doesn't love pastries? Come on.
No, the cows like the pastries.
Oh, wow. I brought in, we had people over for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And of
That's
course,
why you sound like you do.
Well, no, I mean, actually, I slept all day yesterday trying to get rid of this cold.
Wow.
So, you know, everybody brings desserts. So, of course, you have like 15 platters of desserts left over when everybody leaves. So, today, I'm the guy who brings them into the office. And
because you don't want them at home.
The most popular guy there.
You know, but I always curse the person who leaves all of the pastries in the kitchen. You're like, when he's in here, now I got to eat them.
Yeah.
So, today, it's my turn to eat all of my stuff.
There was a rare interview of a U.S. military veteran that aired... I think yesterday, this fellow had a number of tours in Iraq, and he was interviewed about his journey to Syria to fight against ISIS. He was not identified. They called him John in the interview. He described a simple process that took him from getting on a plane in America, He bought a ticket to Syria. Got off the plane, found some people, a group known as YPG, Kurdish group, and he volunteered to go fight with them, teach them how to fight, et cetera, et cetera, not as part of the U.S. military, but as an individual. There was a Facebook page for it, and so this YPG group has got a Facebook page. My God, everybody's got a Facebook. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. So he told them of his interest. They got back to him. They sent him the ticket. And so he went over there and he said his military service is obviously a bonus. He thinks that the people he worked with are European go-betweens. They aren't actually Kurds. They operate receiving information of interested people from the West. They relay it, make decisions on whether or not the person would be suitable to work with this group that is fighting ISIS. He was met at the airport in Iraq. They drove him to the front lines. He picked up a gun and said apparently most of the people that he was around didn't have any experience in weaponry whatsoever.
Right.
None. Hmm. So isn't that an interesting reality? A sort of a stretch on reality, I guess.
I mean, it goes to show you how organized they are.
Yeah.
That they get back to you.
Yeah.
They send you a ticket.
Yeah.
They pick you up and deliver you to the front line.
What do we have for guns? They're all American-made guns. These guys just don't know how to use them. This guy had experience using them. That's why he was a boon for them. And they'll pay him three times what he was getting paid as a soldier working in the United States Army. So what does that tell you about? Where's the money coming from on that side? Where are the Kurds getting their money? Anybody know? We know where the ISIS people were getting the money. They're running out of dough.
Turkey's got money.
But where are the Kurds giving the money? The Turks giving the money to the Kurds?
I would think so.
The Kurds are the big religion or the big sect in Turkey, and they're protecting their own without having to get involved themselves because they're worried that ISIS is going to Turkey. I mean, that's really what you're dealing with here. All right, so that is an interesting story, I thought. 888-302-3684 reaches us with comments on whatever it is that you may have on your mind that relates to what we're talking about. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, with a focus on your tax dollars at work.
Here we go again.
Here's a good one.
Get me all cranked up.
All right. Okay, in a laboratory in a deep, dark, secret place, a secret location. The laboratory has bar stools, a tap. The National Institute of Health has put researchers onto a task, Richie, to test new generations of treatments to help people stop drinking alcohol.
I heard this story. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, well, keep going. Why is it the stupidest thing you ever heard? I mean, it is.
Go ahead.
Is this a function of government, the National Institutes of Health?
Apparently, they're trying to help alcoholics with this new drug to let them have a few drinks and then stop. So they've created this lab that mimics the smells of a bar, so that when they test people, they're actually in a
set environment
that makes them want to drink.
Smells like home.
Hey, Einstein, here's an idea. For free, I could take you to a bar. NIH is like in downtown Bethesda.
Yeah.
Downtown Bethesda has
There's
more bars
down there,
than
sure.
you can shake a stick at. If you walk 300 feet, you'll be sitting in a real bar for free.
$840,000 they're spending on this test.
Gosh.
All right, your tax dollars
stupid.
Are worth.
Stupid.
Okay, Rizzy.
I'm telling you, you could throw
he said
a
I was cranked up. Didn't he say I was cranked up
it's
before, Jennifer?
Stupid.
He did.
There's 150 bars in Bethesda.
All right, there are new state slogans been announced. At the beginning of the year, a lot of new things come about. Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
New state slogan. At least we're not Mississippi. New state slogan for Alaska.
Alabama, Atlanta.
11,623 Eskimos can't be wrong. new slogan for Arkansas.
Doug, you cannot
Hold
do
on,
this.
I got my phone.
No,
go ahead.
All right. No, it's not that bad, Richie.
Oh.
Literacy ain't everything. Literacy spelled L-I-T-T-E-R-A-S-Y. California's new state slogan, as seen on TV. Colorado. If you don't smoke, don't bother. Which sort of brings me around to thinking about how medical marijuana is such a challenge for the states that have legalized pot sales. This is the, remember, pot, it was a Colorado, Washington State, what's the other one? Started a year ago yesterday with legalized pot sales. Colorado, Washington.
I thought it was just the two of them.
Is it just the two of them? I thought there was two. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, these two states are finding themselves wrestling not with the federal government, because the feds have basically left them alone, but with competition from medical marijuana. In other words, they can't grow enough pot to satisfy the demand for both medical marijuana and legalized marijuana for recreational usage. They can't keep up with the demand. And one of the reasons for this, I think, is that the black market has exploded. In Washington especially, the people are coming in from all over the Northwest, Oregon, and California, and Montana, and Idaho, and they're all coming in by the carload. Hey, man, I need some pot.
Well, my friend Laura is home from Denver. She had just moved there like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And she says the stoners are moving there. I mean, it's, you know, well-known fact. The stoners are moving there just hand over foot. Wondering what kind of impact that's going to have on the state in 20 years.
Yeah. All right, I thought that was an interesting anecdotal reality as we go into the new year. All right, let's see here. Connecticut's new state slogan, like Massachusetts, only dirtier and with less character. Delaware, we're too small to have a motto. Florida, ask us about our grandkids. Georgia, we put the fun in fundamental extremism. Hawaii. Hakatiki mu shamaliki tura.
Okay.
Which means death to mainland scum, but leave your money.
Right.
That's so true.
Right.
Idaho, more than just potatoes. Let's see here. Illinois' new state slogan, gateway to Iowa. Indiana. 2 billion years without a tidal wave.
There you go.
I don't know why I find that funny, but I'm... Kansas, new state slogan, first of the rectangular states. Kentucky.
You like this one, huh?
5 million people, 15 last names. Excuse me.
That's just mean.
Maine, cheap lobster. That's, why does that mean?
What?
Louisiana, we're not all drunk Cajun wackos.
Not all.
Massachusetts, our taxes are lower than Sweden's.
There you go.
There you go.
Michigan, first line of defense for Canadians.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Mississippi, new state slogan, come feel better about your own state.
That's California.
I don't know why these tickle me so much, but they do. Oh, let's see.
Pot. Anybody smoking pot right next to you?
No.
You're a little silly this morning.
Well, listen, what the heck? It's a new year. I figured we ought to do that. New Hampshire, go away and leave us alone. Oh, New Mexico, new state slogan, lizards make excellent pets. Let's see here. North Carolina, tobacco is a vegetable. Ohio, don't judge us by Cleveland.
North Carolina.
I know. Okay, so we've had enough of those. A couple of good ones anyway in there. You know what, Richie, yesterday, I don't mean to go backwards, but I think this was an exercise that was worth our time, and I wished you'd have been here.
What's
that? I call attention to probably the most active thing at Facebook.com and Twitter, at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day, and Twitter, Good Day Show. Kenny, would you say the addition of all of these words? We worked yesterday on a word, one word that you could take with you, if you will, that could be used as a way for you to inspire yourself. Write a word that will bring you, like my word was optimism, trust, Or, I mean, we had, what, we've got 4 or 5 dozen of these, Kenny, right? That are just words that will that I asked for people to come up with so that they could use them as a frame for whatever it is that will put them in the right place for the day. So you put it on top of your calendar, input on your daily events on your smartphone, Richie. Maybe you put it up on the bathroom mirror. You frame it and put it beside your bed, whatever. But a word that you can really wrap yourself around. So we all came up with words. What would be yours now that I've explained how it works? How would you think? Yeah, I think health was a big thing for you, but that's the past.
It's kind of higher up. Focus.
Focus.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good one. Yeah, that's good. Right.
Yeah.
He says that to me every day, Jennifer, so now I turn around and get him to focus. Okay. That's good. But we've got
that
a lot of those.
That covers everything you're doing, be it health, work, bills, finances, whatever it is.
Right.
Focus.
Yeah. All right. So let me suggest that you look that list over. If you want to go to facebook.com/good day, Twitter good day. That'd be a very cool thing. 13 before the hour on Good Day Television Report.
As
up next.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist help me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
There was 56 channels and nothing on.
And here she is with her television report, Jennifer Horne.
Oh, thank you, Rich McFadden. I feel like this is going to be a very good one. You know, not a lot of TV news.
You know why? Because I care.
Oh, you're the best. Hashtag I care.
Hashtag,
not
I
hashtag
care.
Who cares?
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Not to interrupt you, so like Dudley would. So
Ken cares, too. Look, and Ken has got the hashtag Ken cares. You like
that's
that?
True.
Got the alliteration going there, sort of. All right, so not a lot of TV news going on during the holidays because everybody's on vacation. They're getting into trouble other places, but everything's kind of getting back into the swing of things now. So some new series are premiering in the next couple of days. I thought we could talk about it. Gallivant. Have you guys heard about it?
No.
Starts Sunday, this Sunday, January 4th. And it's a musical, kind of like a takeoff. It reminds me a lot of Monty Python. Have you seen this, Ken?
I've seen some of the ads, yeah.
It's like a medieval musical comedy satire sitcom.
Yeah, I'm interested
in
this.
It's either, in my prediction, going to be really, really good or really, really bad. I don't think there's going to be any mediocrity there. It's going to be one or the other. But I'm going to check it out. It's a half an hour. The previews and the commercials have looked really funny.
Yeah, it looks really funny.
Also, big news this weekend, Downton Abbey comes back for season 5. I know my mom was at home watching it because she threw her back out. So she spent New Year's Eve catching up on all of season 4. She rewatched the whole thing, ready for PBS to premiere season 5 this Sunday. Bob's Burgers starts up again. And then my favorite reality show, I think, if I were going to compete on one, it would be Celebrity Apprentice. Season 7 starts this Sunday. Donald Trump's got a bunch of, I don't even know if they're C-listers
anymore. Who are
anymore.
They? Who is it?
Some of the Apprentice people? Oh, gosh. Kate, John and Kate, plus 8.
One of
you've
them's
got
one of those kids from
Geraldo.
Geraldo.
It got a boy band, yeah, but not, the talent's not very good. Vivica A. Fox. Mm. The Bachelor starts, Dougie, on Monday. Yeah. I know you're going to be setting your DVR for this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Season 19 starts on January 5th, and then good news if you're a fan of Gotham and Sleepy Hollow. Those are all coming back on next week in Cougar Town.
All right.
Premieres on Tuesday the 6th.
Inspiration for today, go for it now. The future is promised to no one. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To travel, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com, who is oft quoted in the big national news media about travel. The story of United Airlines suing this 22-year-old who found the same way to get people cheap fares that you found 25 years ago.
No, this started in 1982.
82. Something that is, it's not often used today for whatever the reason, but this guy went back to using it. And so United, in an attempt to further discourage people from using their airline, I've never seen, I thought that I'd seen it all when it came to bad service, bad PR. United just doesn't get it. So they're suing this guy. And will you tell us the background there? Also, I guess Orbitz is involved in suing him as well. What's the story with him, what he's doing, and why are they suing him, and where will that suit go?
Well, I was always told you were circumventing the system. Now United's come up with a new word saying, well, when you do a hidden city, you don't get on the airplane, it messes up our weight loads.
Listen and to this for stupidity, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, one body is going to mess up their whole weight load. Sort of like this lady was kicked off a United plane the other day because she moved from one seat to the other. I think what happened is she went to one of those premium seats and they went ballistic because she tried to sit in something for free,
yeah,
where she should have been paying $40 or $50, and they kicked her off the airplane. So, And again, they said it was weight and balances of the airplane. So, I don't know. This comes down to the thing. You have to remember, probably before I started printing them in 82, they were called Point Beyonds by the Civil Aeronautics back in the 70s.
Yeah.
It was a perfectly legal airfare. You would call the airline up, and they would say, I want to go from New York to Dallas. What's your Point Beyond airfare? And they'd say New Orleans. So you would buy a ticket to New Orleans legally, but you would get off at B, which is a connection through Dallas, and therefore you had a Point Beyond. We decided to call them Hidden Cities back in 82 after the Civil Aeronautics. When I even started printing them, I went to the Department of Transportation. I went to the Department of Justice, and they said they were perfectly legal.
Mm-hmm.
The United says they violate their rules.
So if you were to give people an example of how it might work today,
well,
let's say you were going to Santa Barbara, and the fare to Santa Barbara was less than the fare to Los Angeles. So you fly, you got to make sure you only buy a one-way ticket, though. That's the catch, right?
I think the easiest way is where we found the most success were in hubs. Sort of like Chicago or Dallas or Atlanta, Cincinnati. You know, the Cincinnati's and the St. Louis's aren't as good as they are. It used to be, but they're there, okay? And so an airfare between L.A., and you really have to look at it. I mean, there was probably more available today than ever before. But if you look at a round trip, the one-way airfare between New York and Dallas, okay, with no advance purchase, it could be $700 or $800.
Yep.
And then if you look at Austin or another market where it has to be more competitive, we may see that one-way fare to be $200.
Mm-hmm.
If the person buys an airfare on American, they make a connection through Dallas, they now get the fare for $200. They simply have to get off the plane in Dallas
to and disappear. That's
you
all.
You cannot check bags.
No.
Because your bag will go to Austin.
Right.
So you can live with those terms. Now, remember, if you're a frequent flyer, you got to look at it, the fact that it's $500 worth putting your frequent flyer number in there. Because if you put your frequent flyer number in there and they start seeing all these tickets to Deadhead in Dallas, and you got tickets going to Austin or San Antonio or New Orleans and all over the country, they may come back and they have the right to, you know, kick you out of their frequent flyer program.
Uh-huh. Well, so, but again, it may be worth it. Depends on what you want. We never, the frequent flyer program, that was when I was flying Delta a lot to when I was working in Cincinnati. And what did we do? We would get on, I forget how there was always some.
When we started back in the 80s, remember, the technology is not there today. I mean, people were buying round-trip tickets, and they were using the beginnings.
Yeah.
And they would just get on the midway point and say, yippee-yi-yay, I just saved myself, you know, $1,200, and that was the end of it. But I would say today, you know, if I had an offshore location, I would probably rethink the whole idea again, so I wouldn't have to worry about I'd probably go where these Russians and the Chinese are hanging out, and I'd publish them there, okay, because where there's no extradition.
Okay. All right. That's a hint. A word to the wise is fishing. Maybe something that you look at if you're traveling and you're not a frequent traveler and you want to save some money. It's a way of doing it that's legit. I wouldn't pass along to you. Tom wouldn't have it if it wasn't legit. They just don't like you catching them at their own game. Tom Parsons with the best fares for you as you're traveling. BestFares.com. 59 after on Good Day.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.